We'd like to welcome you to the Atheist News Network, something that is kind of a spin-off of our Atheist News Roundup. We've decided there's so much atheism in the news that we should have it once a week, just in the middle of the week, to say, hey guys, take a look at this.
These would be a lot smaller. I'm not sure if we're going to put them on our podcast feed or just have them in the site.
No, just on the site.
Maybe 10 or 15 minutes where we discuss interesting news blurbs from an atheist or secular humanist perspective. Do you consider yourself a secular humanist?
I consider myself something.
But you don't even know what that is, do you?
Well, why don't you bend over? I'll show you.
That's not what a secular humanist is.
Are you sure about that? Have you checked lately?
All right. What are we going to say in the news today? What interesting news item have we
found? Well, actually, you said something to me that I found absolutely fascinating. I mean, look at the Salem witch trials. I mean, we are several hundred years into the future, and yet we're looking back at the Salem witch trials going, oh, this was a tragedy, people were burned for this, this is so sad that we could actually have found ourselves at that time in history believing in something like that. And I mean, we're several hundred years in the future, so we're enlightened, right? Obviously not. And why aren't we enlightened, Charlie?
Religion, typically. Well, you know, I take that back. You do find atheists who believe in wacky stuff. Yeah. You find atheists who believe in, you know, Bigfoot or UFOs. So I guess it's because we're human, really.
Yeah. Oh, is this going back to secular humanists? Because,
No. Secular humanists tend to be more a little more rational. this one is amazing. And it's just amazing because it happened recently, within the last, it looks like it's October of 2000.
Yeah, so within the last decade this happened. So right at the beginning of the year 2000.
But of course, it occurred in Oklahoma. So Oklahoma's probably a couple hundred years behind the times.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Basically what the story is a girl was suspended for hexing her teacher. Now,
I can't believe this.
Have you ever been hexed, Charlie?
I've never. I would love to be hexed.
I have been hexed.
What? You've been hexed?
I've been hexed. Didn't I ever tell you about this?
Was your wacky girlfriend?
When I was in high school, I can't remember, junior or senior, my sister tried to set me up with this girl. And I mean, she was a nice girl, not as attractive as what I normally dated, but
she's below your standards, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Now that I sound like a chauvinist, but I mean, she was a nice girl, so I was nice to her. We would chat, things like that. And pretty soon, my niceness got the better of me because she started following me to every class. And not only following me, but she would stand in front of the door of where my classes were and wait for me just so she could talk to me. Now, it got to a point where...
She's stalking you.
She was stalking me, yeah. And it got to a point where I would stop going to class for the first 5 minutes of it just so I wouldn't have to find that awkwardness of her constantly hitting on me and me just being nice to her, trying not to hurt her feelings. Well, this went on for probably about a month, and actually I was enjoying the 5 minutes away from class, an old friend of mine, Creeland, was standing at our locker. We had a shared locker. And this girl came up, which he called Pumpkinhead, because she had red hair, and her head was kind of roundish like a pumpkin. But she comes up to the locker, and she asks where I am, and Creeland turns around, looks at her, and in his usual kind of rude manner, says flat out to her, "He doesn't like you. Don't you get it? He just does not like you." And so she went huffing and puffing, stomping away. And the next day, I found hex and a spell written on my locker. Quite entertaining, actually.
Well, what happened?
I had a heart attack and fell down dead right there at the locker.
Did you get sick, at least?
It took me 5 minutes to scrape it off my locker. That was kind of annoying.
So it really wasn't all that powerful of a spell.
Obviously, because I didn't believe in it, it didn't happen.
That's the power of skepticism. This is great. This happened in the year 2000. It says, in a case reminiscent of Salem witch trials, the American Civil Liberties Union of Oklahoma today filed a federal lawsuit charging that school officials violated 15-year-old Brandy Blackbear's rights when they accused her of casting a hex that resulted in a teacher's illness.
Yeah, so, I mean, seriously, we're talking, not only did the teacher believe that this girl cast a spell on him, and therefore he became sick, but so did the principal of the school.
They suspended her for 19 days. I love the ACLU executive director said, "I, for one, would like to see the so-called evidence this school has that a 15-year-old girl made a grown man sick by casting a magic spell." I would love to see that.
Now, I, you know, it's funny to us, but I feel really bad for this girl, because as you read through this article, you find out that although Wiccan is a recognized religion, I mean, even in the military, the chaplains recognize Wiccan as a religion, but in school, she was banned from even doodling religious symbols.
Yeah, they confiscated her notebook, I guess, which had some Wiccan stuff in it.
Yeah, that was also somewhat outrageous. Someone called and actually stated that she had a weapon in her backpack. So they searched her, and then they illegally took away her notebook.
Yeah, it's very funny because the rights of kids are limited in this situation. They need probable cause, I guess, is why... They had the gun thing. And, you know, how do you know someone actually complained versus them saying, "Oh, I want to look in her bag, so we had a complaint about a gun."
And see, that's why
there's no protections whatsoever. There's none. It said to date that this girl hadn't got her notebook back.
Yeah, and I feel bad about that because I can see these teachers who are probably Christian reading in the Bible that witchcraft is bad. And so they're looking at this girl with this religious viewpoint and prejudice and thinking, you know what, we need to get into her backpack, and then they came up with an excuse. That's exactly what that sounds like, but how do you prove something like that?
Yeah. Well, what I'd like to do is follow up on this and see how the case went, because this was 8 years ago, 9 years ago.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm sure the case went directly in this girl's favor. However, this is her hometown. This is where he grew, or
this is Oklahoma.
Yeah. And so we're talking, talk about the prejudice she was running into with the students, not just the teachers. Because you know that if the teachers were pushing against this and no other students were standing up for her, she was probably getting pushed around by the other students as well.
Well, she should have thought before she hexed a teacher then.
Well, obviously, I guess. You know, I
she's
actually,
playing around with dangerous forces here that she really doesn't understand.
I don't know if I've talked to you about this, but... Did you know that I actually investigated the Wiccan religion?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to one of their sky-clad ceremonies? Do you know what that is?
I don't even know what that is.
I think it's, I'm not sure, but I think it's where a bunch of Wiccans get together and they have rituals where they're naked. That's why it's called sky-clad.
Actually, I have been to one of those.
Excellent. See, Were you naked?
No.
You're just peeping Tom then. Basically.
I left. Now, basically, how it happened is, I mean, I'm fascinated with mythologies, with such things like that, and as I was doing research into the Wiccan religion, I actually discovered that there was a Wiccan priest in my town. So I contacted him, and he responded and said, "Hey, we're a very open religion. Please come and talk with me. We'll discuss things." So we met down at this coffee shop. We had a big, long discussion, and he invited me to one of these ceremonies. And so I drove up to this ceremony with an old buddy of mine.
How did you know you're not going to get sacrificed? Isn't that what they do?
I was kind of hoping. I'm still waiting to get anally probed by
aliens.
You
probably weren't a virgin, so they weren't interested in you at that time.
You know what? You're really starting to hurt me. Why must you make these jabs? But no, I mean, so we went to this ceremony, and it was celebrating the horned god and the goddess's love for one another. And basically, they had this maypole up in the middle, and they had these two people who were, I guess, play-acting the goddess and the horned god, walking around, professing love for each other, kissing as everybody went around the maypole, wrapping these...
People really do this?
Yes. This was actually up at Hot Springs, and when I say that they all got naked, and when I left, was when this rather large woman said, "Okay, everybody, we're headed to the hot water springs. By the way, wink, wink, clothes are optional." That was about my exiting right there.
Yes, that would do it.
So, I mean, I've had experience with the Wiccan religion. It's a relatively harmless religion. In fact, it's somewhat fascinating in its mythological sense. And so it just fascinates me that this man and several within this teaching community could believe that that she cast a spell. And in fact, this priest I met with actually stated to me, this is an exact quote from him, he said, "My magic is very powerful, but very subtle."
Yeah. It sounds like Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah.
"Do not meddle in the affair of wizards because they are subtle and quick to anger," or something like that.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. It seems to me just like this hokey woo crap, but fairly harmless. One of their central tenets is do no harm, right?
Yeah.
Do what you will, but harm no one, I think.
What is it? If you harm somebody or cast a spell on somebody that's bad, it comes back to you like tenfold or something like that.
Well, maybe that happened to her then.
Oh, maybe that's the problem.
She got suspended.
That's why she got suspended. Yeah, and
kind of rebounded.
Her notebook. Oh, instead of just people's foolish beliefs.
Yeah. Anyway, the whole thing's ridiculous. But I'd like to, maybe we'll do a follow-up where I can research this out and see how the case went.
Yeah, you think you could have done that before we actually started this? I mean,
nope,
a little preparation?
Far too lazy.
Are you turning into Glenn Beck now that we have a popular show of 6 viewers? Yeah.
Excellent. All right. That ends our first episode of the Atheist News Network. Join us again next week for an equally arousing episode.